If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Exodus 12. That will be our first scripture this evening. I hope you're getting excited about our VBS. I'm seeing a lot on my Facebook timeline, a lot of VBSs going around the country, and it's always nice to see their decorations and the ideas that they have and the themes that they're putting on for their kids. And I was scrolling through the other night and really considering the book of Exodus as I was studying for my final exam for my class, and I just had the great idea. I just looked up Bethany and said, hey, we should one year do a VBS on the 10 plagues. Wouldn't that be so cool? And as I said that, I caught myself and said, well, that might be a little disgusting for kids, you know. The boils that they got. Bethany reminded me that the frogs were actually in the kneading bowls and in the ovens. Also, you had livestock that was dead. Locusts. I know some of you women aren't too fond of crickets. And then turning the Nile into blood. Just imagine the stench involved with that. And then finally, the ultimate one, the 10th plague, and that was the firstborn dying there in Egypt. So it's not necessarily a thing that we might want our children to think about at a young age. But what we find in the scriptures, and we're going to read four passages, is that the Israelites were commanded by God to actually tell their children about these plagues. That God commanded them to tell them about how God delivered them with a mighty hand. Whenever they asked about whatever they were doing, whether it was celebrating a feast or whether it was thinking about the law of God. And so let's go ahead and read some of those. Exodus chapter 12, starting in verse 26. This is talking about the Passover feast. It says, and when your children say to you, what do you mean by this service? You shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, for he passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt, when he struck the Egyptians, but spared our houses. And the people bowed and worshipped, bowed their heads and worshipped. So he says, tell them about this 10th plague. Tell about how God passed over the Israelites, but struck down the Egyptians. Then flipping the page, Exodus chapter 13. This one's verses 8 through 10. It's speaking about the feast of the unleavened bread. And it says, you shall tell your son on that day, it is because of what the Lord did for me when I came out of Egypt. And it shall be to you as a sign on your hand and as a memorial between your eyes that the law of the Lord may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand the Lord has brought you out of Egypt. You shall therefore keep his statute at its appointed time from year to year. Then, just in the same chapter, verses 14 and 15, speaking about the consecration of the firstborn, it says, and when in time to come your son asks you, what does this mean? You shall say to him, by a strong hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt from the house of slavery. For when Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go, the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of animals. Therefore, I sacrifice to the Lord all the males that first opened the womb, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeem. All right, now let's flip over to Deuteronomy and chapter 6, and starting in verse 20. This is speaking about the word, the law of God that he has given his people, and this is what you are to tell your children. Verse 20. When your son asks you in time to come, what is the meaning of the testimonies and the statutes and the rules that the Lord our God has commanded you? Then you shall say to your son, we were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. The Lord showed signs and wonders, great and grievous, against Egypt and against Pharaoh and all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from there that he might bring us in and give us the land that he swore to give to our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as we are this day. So here we see four times commanded to tell your children to speak about how God's mighty hand brought them out of slavery, how he used these plagues that the last verse here says is great. These plagues were great and grievous. Tell them about this 10th plague, the Passover, how the Lord struck down the firstborn of the Egyptians. And finally, to speak about the Red Sea. Not only that they went through the Red Sea, but eventually the sea came tumbling down and drowned all of the Pharaoh's army. These might not be things that we necessarily want to speak about. They might be a little disgusting or gross. Maybe it speaks a little bit too much about death. But for the Israelites, it was the means of their salvation. And it was important for them to remember these things, to refocus on these things, and then to pass it on to their children. And for us as Christians today, we need to do that too, not just with the 10 plagues, but with our salvation in Jesus Christ. Because our salvation came through gore, blood, pain, and death. Came from Jesus dying on the cross for us. And though it might not be the prettiest scene or the prettiest sight from a worldly perspective, Passion of the Christ is rated R, right, for gore. Even though it might not be the prettiest scene, it is the most beautiful thing to our eyes for those who are being saved. And each time we partake of the Lord's Supper, what we're doing is we're remembering what the Lord did for us. We're refocusing, and many times we're teaching our children the significance of the death of Christ. We're teaching our kids and other people in our midst about our salvation. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 26 that when we partake of the Lord's Supper, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Yes, it might not be the prettiest scene to think about, but we still need to teach it to our children. We need to teach it to others. We need to reflect and remember it. Even though it might be gory and bloody and painful, it's important for us to see how God has delivered us, how he has freed us from slavery, the slavery of sin, and how he has given us the promise of eternal life with him. Maybe there's someone here this evening that wants to take hold of that salvation that Christ offers us through his death and respond to him. And if you are subject to the invitation, we would love to help you tonight. Please come forward as we stand and sing this invitation song.